Oh, hello. It's recording now. I didn't realize. So it's George. Welcome back to the channel. Anyway, this video is commenting on Hardeep Singh Nijjar, who was shot dead in Canada some time ago. So Mr. Singh Nijjar, he's born in Jalandhar, India, in the state of the Punjab. So India's 28 states, each one based around a major language group, in their case, Punjabi. And so he belongs to the Sikh religion. Sikhism founded over 500 years ago by Guru Nanak. The holy book is the Guru Granth Sahib. So Guru as in like spiritual teacher. There were 10 gurus, and then it was declared that this book would be their spiritual guide. So he's an observant Sikh, part of the Khalsa, as in the 5Ks. Won't go through them. But he shifted to Canada, which has got a significant Sikh minority. So Sikhs are only 2% of the in population of India, but of the Indian Canadian population, they're almost 50%. So but Sikhs are more likely to emigrate than other religions from India. But he'd campaigned for Khalistan, Khalistan meaning, I think, land of the pure in Punjabi, as in an independent Sikh homeland to secede from India altogether, be a totally separate country on the basis Pakistan's a homeland for Muslims, and saying effectively India is that for Hindus. Now, the government of India, well, certainly was secular, say. No, India is not for Hindus or for Muslims or for Sikhs. It's for Indians of all faiths or none. And that's it. Secularism. But under Narendra Modi, that's been increasingly under question. His Bharatiya Janata Party, they say, is very Hindutva, imposing sort of Hindu supremacy. But anyway, the Khalistan movement has been going since the late 70s. So he's working there in British Columbia. And he was accused of being part of the Khalistan Tiger Force, which is outlawed in India as a terrorist organization. But he was shot dead in June this year by two masked gunmen outside the Gurdwara. That's a Sikh place of worship in Vancouver. Now, the Canadian Intelligence Service suspects that RAW was behind it, Research and Analysis Wing. That's India's intelligence service. He'd become a Sikh citizen in 2007. But friends say, yes, he did want Sikh independence, but he wished to achieve this by exclusively pacific and lawful means. But the government of India disagrees. So India wanted to put him on trial under the Terrorist Act for several incidents, the bombing of a cinema in Punjab, which killed 6 people and so on. Murder of a moderate Sikh politician, Dhrulda Singh, in 2009. And they say that he was the brains behind a lot of KTF attacks, and he was running their finances for them and things like that. He was helping people train in terrorist methods in Canada. Anyway, so the Indian National Investigation Agency had him under investigation. They offered $1.2 million for information on him. And the Canadian media reported on this at the time. Mr. Nijjar had become a Canadian citizen. But anyway, he's not found guilty of anything. He was shot dead. He always disavowed violent activity, but the government of India says, well, that is in public, but in reality, it wasn't. Anyway, so I do see pro-Khalistan demonstrations in the United Kingdom, for example. qui bono from his murder? Who would gain? The government of India would be an obvious answer to that. Or are there rivals within the Sikh community, Sikh separatists? Or was it some personal grudge? Somebody wanted to kill him because he'd insulted whoever, he'd had an affair with whoever. I've not heard any allegations like that. There doesn't seem to be any other logical explanation. And obviously that doesn't prove the government of India is behind it. Someone who disapproves of his cause, who's not doing this at the authorization of the Narendra Modi administration, could have done this. So there's been a row between Canada and India, and previously had very cordial relations. So, and you think the Canadians would have to be quite sure about this before they actually made a public accusation. And apparently the United States government has also given them intelligence which led them to believe this. So the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, has actually gone on the record saying he suspects the government of India has a hand in it, which they vehemently denied. So it's led to a deterioration in bilateral relations between the two Commonwealth countries. Right, thank you for watching my video. Please donate and subscribe. Goodbye.